It's a basic human need. There's food, clothing, shelter, and water. How long could you go without clean water in your home? Governor Tomlin issued a state of emergency in 9 West Virginia counties for almost 7 weeks. The declaration dispatched the National Guard to assist and deliver clean water for the affected residents. But for the town of North Fork, a boil water advisory since July of 2013 didn't get any attention and has not merited a state of emergency.
We usually have to do bottled water because we don't drink it at all. Even on good days, we don't ever drink the water here.
Nicole Bright lives in North Fork with her husband and 2 children. Including the active advisory, the town of about 180 customers has been on 7 boil water advisories since 2009, some lasting for months. It's been an ongoing issue for years.
That's not how it's supposed to be. This is like third world country or something.
Bright welcomes me into her home and explains that the white plastic buckets stacked at the door are for holding water. The family has to be prepared for the next time they go without water.
Madison, she's small, so she bathed a lot in the sea. But here's some more water jugs. But as far as us, we had to go to like my grandma's, or, and here it is. And also, it,
Bright taps on another stack of plastic containers piled in the hallway just outside the bathroom. This stack is to flush the toilets. You see, here, the biggest challenge is having water at all.
The water, it goes off pretty often and stays off for about, last time was 27 days. And it's real hard to do with the kids going to school and cleaning and washing clothes and cooking and dishes. It's just really hard.
Bright says this time she lost water on January 13th, and it remained off for more than 5 weeks.
It's always clear like it is today, but usually before it goes off or anything, it'll be real dirty looking, and then it'll be orange.
For Bright and other residents in North Fork, losing water is so common that her family now has a routine when she does laundry, brushes her teeth, and other everyday tasks. To do the dishes, she first goes to the front porch. And then?
Get the water, then you come in, you take 5-gallon buckets and pour it into a little bitty pot, and then we heat it up, which usually takes about, 45 minutes or something to do, to fill them up and get enough water in there to wash and rinse.
Added expenses include bottled water, paper plates, and travel. Still, she tries not to complain.
3 or 4 days, yes. When it's out for a while, we do call, especially when you're able to get off the hill and not see anyone working on it. Now, my neighbor, she'll call them every 5 minutes. That's why I try not to give them such a hard time, because Lord knows I know she does. So I try to be nice, and then I'll call the neighbors.
The water system operated by the town of North Fork is outdated, and the filter needs to be replaced. So employees have to flush the system about every other day, causing the pressure to drop, especially for customers like Bright, who live at higher elevations.
It seems like sometimes when you live in a place like this, you're not heard, as well as you would be if you were somewhere else in a different town or something like that. Here it's like, okay, you're in North Fork, so what, you're in McDowell County. What do you expect? That kind of attitude.
Water for North Fork will eventually come from the McDowell County Public Service District, but that's not expected to happen for years. The PSD is phasing in an expansion of service, and North Fork is part of the second phase. Bids for phase one go out next month. In the meantime, North Fork residents remain without access to clean water and on a boil water advisory. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in North Fork.